list. It doesn't have a quality of number. It is what it is. Everything is. So one times anything is a thing itself because I haven't added any quality to it. So one has no quality. So two is the beginning of that quality that's called quantity. When I ask how many, unless there was two in the world, at least two in the world, that question would not have any meaning to it. Well, the figure is b'shnayim ha'shvatim tzebechad. Amnam, ein ha'shnayim rak mispa zug, ve'ein kan mispa nifrat klal. The problem with two is an even number, but not an odd number. Avol shloisha yesh b'mispa nifrat. So the idea here is not that a mispa nifrat in itself is in any way superior to a mispa that's a zug, but rather a number that's koilal in itself, both a zug and a peret, is more of a shleimistic number. And generally speaking, as you see it, as it goes on over here, the mile of the numbers lie within the hachlola of more numbers, of more different types of numbers. A number reaches superiority in terms of relating to Shechina, in terms of this quality. I guess we'll extend the idea we mentioned last time. The Shechina to us is always perceived as the greater whole than individual pratim. You have the Shulchan and the Bneira and the Mizbeach Teres and the Kachak Azash Ne'orin, and together there's Ashuras HaShechina over it all. Ashuras HaShechina doesn't allow itself to be mistamtim to any particular one nekuda. So anytime we have something which is mitzamtim, we're going to have a problem with it in terms of Ashuras HaShechina. So that's why these in Yanam Dafka are connected. These are in Yanam that are not mitzamtim, that they had the koil more, and the more the koil, the better they are. So since three is koil, he says, two is called mispa, three is shayim ha-shayim 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 Shleisha is also, it's a mispa nifrat in itself, and it includes a koilal inside it. V'chein amru k'ashnayim im ascholz mispa zugis, v'shleisha ascholz mispa nifratim. So you have the two inside it, and the three itself, which is an odd number. V'olakach timtza b'mispa shleisha ma shetimtza sashnayim. U'b'mispa chamisha timtza shetimtza shleisha, ki mis chamisha yesh v'mispa zug vi yesh v'mispa nifrat. You have at the same time two and a three. In a three, you have two and one, which is not a real number. In five, you have a three and a two coexisting. Lefikach may be raya min hakosuf shemir bagudosei al eretz yisada. That's why you have to bring a raya. Ki koretz haguda shleima kashe yesh b'mispa ze shnayim shu mispa zug u'shloish shu mispa nifrat. Because it has in itself, it's tying together two inyanim that are very different. In other words, eged by definition, with the Gemara talks about it by the dalet minim. Eged means the greater circle that encompasses the Pratim Shaboy. So five is a number that it includes at the same time. There's a whole three over there, there's a whole two, and the five is the big circle around it. In the three and the one and the two, it's subsumed. But you don't, if we move the two, you don't have anything left over there. Over here you have both a Zugi and a Pira together. That's why there's no advantage, he says, and he's explaining here a hidden kasha. If you tell me that the principle is the more the merrier, and the more yidden is better, which is a wonderful thing, but so why doesn't it say other numbers? So the Kaiser. But Dover Zagde Lumad Lacha, She Yezid Adam Lazuta Vesar Mechamisha. In other words, in the general flow of the Mishnah, it sounds like, how do I know 10? How do I know 5? How do I know 3? I don't know 1, 2, 1. So I would get the impression that in a Chanam, you don't need more than 1. Afilu Chamisha tells me Chamisha is less Be'emis. It's not as good. But Afilu Hachi, the Torah is Messiah for that. So in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dveikus, he has a greater Dveikus when he has a bigger Tzibur. So since Tzibur represents a certain picture, a certain Dmus, so a Tzibur of 10 is Shaykh Fit Midavik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much stronger than a Tzibur of 5 or a Tzibur of 3 and so on. Omnam. HaPirishu Ika. So his first Pirish is that it's all Talui in the Vekas Tashchina. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more mitstarif to such a Eifen as such a Eifen. That's the first Pshat. The second Pshat is a different Kneich. Omnam Pirishu Ika. Ki Yisun Yeshle Chamisha Ashleisha Ashleisha Ashnaim. Now he's going to speak about a certain Nekuda that the Prat is Mizdamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu more in these numbers. Ki Kvar Yitzbaya Ki Roi Shet Hashchina Me'odah Mitzad Hizdamus Bima. So this is a Yisrael Demas in many places that and this is I guess a general explanation for the world of Torah and Mitzvahs. The explanation is that things that are similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are similar to each other. Things that are similar to each other tend to be misdabic together. Let's take something very simple. When you have a big group of people, the people who are very academic tend to stick together and talk about academic matters. People that are into the arts tend to stick together. People into sports, into chulu. It's a lebechinim halach azad. It's oirat neishaminahu. A min sticks together. Bekoyachet being a min. In kaviyachol, a person has two tzad in himself. He has a tzad elikus and a tzad, balchayim. And the more he has developed his tzad elikhi, the more he's daimet HaKadosh Baruch. So that's a muscle. My interest is in, let's say, academics. And I have somebody, and I've learned, and I've studied tons of things, and that's what I like to talk about. And I have a person coming to me. So the person is like me, and he's an academic, and he likes different things. Then we can hit it off and talk a lot, so forth. But if the person has a bekoyach, but not befoil, he's very bright and he really, really could have learned, but he didn't, it's not going to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs are built along the side of Ma'ani Af'ata. V'alachta bedrochov, Ma'ani Af'ata is the mus for all the parasha mitzvahs. It's another one of the ways in which you can express it. Many Rishonim express it that way. That can one called by Shemayim Ba'aretz. So Kichol is understood as being also a Mida. But let's just look at the sense of the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch has Tchuna A, B, C, D, E, and F. Kichol by Shemayim Ba'aretz. Because everything in Shemayim Ba'aretz is included. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Herod as being the one that includes everything else. Mikoyach, that's what he is. A malach is a specific barrier. And that gives the malach its non... what shall I say is the right word for it? It gives the malach his limitation. What separates a malach from something above it is he's very limited. It falls into a fuga, gafril, to minus a din, and so on. That becomes a problem, because that's all he can do, and that's it. In after sheshlichis, tzaddikim, like in the machlokes between Rabbi Nesadiko and so on, and Rezin of Shachaim, tzaddikim can do many peulos, and as such are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a malach when we do one shlichus. So even though the malach is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad his purity and everything else, but you know, this is, it's not daimed all the tchuna, so to speak, kaviyach takash varavu. So Adam can be kailal, Adam is the klal kailal, and therefore the virtue of the fact that Adam is kailal, he could include himself, he's daimed kash varavu with that. So a malach is greater than man in any specific area. Anything a person can do, a malach can do better. But no malach can do it all in the way that Adam does it, and therefore Adam is daimed HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the midah of achlala. I just want to be back to the little shot though. It's not just another wonderful midah. The midah of Hashem Echad is taiched as being that there is nothing but Hashem. In other words, everything is within Hashem. That's the ultimate meaning of achlala, because any time you move away from that, you're creating a prat, and you're going down a darga. You're automatically saying that there's gevulas. It's this, but not this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this and this and this and this. So this Hagdara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a coil is in a sense, it's the same thing as Hashem Echad, just a different way of saying it. And that's why that last day, Vaychulu Hashemayim Baretz, Vaychal Elokim, Elokim is, that's when everything, when the coil of the world was realized. And in that sense, Shabbos is power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day, because Shabbos is the coil of the Bria. So anytime you find something in the Bria that has the property of coil, it's doomed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why big people were like that. They weren't restricted to one particular mercy. Pizvah called Nivtzeh Mispushon Sef Deimu. So the number that you get close to that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu be found. With Neikas Ke'asoro Hu Mispa Kloli, Kashay Toysus Olav, Olekach Hu Yisparach Him Asore, Tu Mispa Shua Koil, Olekach Mispa Zeh Mesaf Lashem Yisparach Shua Koil. Mipnei Ke Mispa Dalit Hu Mispa Mechulik, Lefi Shu Kenege Dalit Stodin, Ashe Dalit Stodin Mechulak Kolem Du Tzad Latzmoi, Olekach Yim HaKosel Pyrit Bechiluk, Ke Kika Arba Ruch Yispirash Yeschem, We've seen a lot about this in Mitzvah. This is the way he speaks about Dalit. Dalit is a number that expresses Pirut. The entire music of Dalit is that it's all over the place. It's anytime you leave the midpoint, there are four directions to leave in. And B'meila, each tzad, Dalit Stadim have names. Five Stadim don't have names. On a pentagon, you can't give names to the Fort Studdum, and therefore you each one has its name as omitzias. And that's why when you talk about dispersing chayisol, breaking up chayisol that it shouldn't be echad, you say ki ka'ab ruchas pirasti eschem, v'zemit ne kidal ruchas emecholak ufadim. V'lachin ha-chamishi shubein ha-arba, u'mechaber mekash mispa arba. Shu mispa mecholak ufadim. So that's why the fifth one is mechaber everything else. Ki chol emzoi v'shu emzoi mekash mechaber akor. The fifth one is something which brings everything together. Ulekach niku chamisha guda. Ukorech siv tragudosel eretzi soda. Midaba bechamisha shachamisha igud amikash mechaba abba mechulakim. So four has in itself a certain essence of chalukah. The whole list of areas with dalet not good is the dalet. If you take a look in the Ner Mitzvah, all the areas that Dalit is not good, Chamisha brings it all together. You get a very good sense of it in Parshas HaShavua. You have the four different machnes around the Mishkan, and that sort of is the picture of having four tzadim, Klal Yisrael around the four tzadim, and the when Klal Yisrael's together, and you have the Mishkan in the middle that brings everything together, brings all the pieces around and around together. It's also interesting, I guess we'll digress a second, in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhagas that are called spheres, there is a way in which we can condense the spheres from 10 down to 5 and it's a type of way of looking at it. It's called in the very specific Lashonis, it's called Partzufim. It's a way in which you get 5 Hanhagas out of the 10. It's kind of the same in Yanim, but it has different Eifanim and so on. But I guess the point I wanted to bring out was that it seemed that Arizal was always mechadish, what they call Partzufim, which is a way of putting together pieces that are the things that are divergent, different hundreds of ones that are divergent, and because of it they create issues. Bunching it together more and giving it a more anhagadas ma'achrit is better in many ways for the world. And this anhag includes 5 anhagas. So basically what they do is from chesed to yisoid, it becomes one anhag. And it has different names. It has names in a way that there's a relationship between each piece and the other piece. Lakapana, I just want to say that so there is an Indian of 5 that we have in the Sairis, and this is what it includes. Umizeh tam omagam kein uminyan shashleish uminayin shashleish yishim paizkim b'teir shashchirim mo'am v'chulu ki b'shleish gam ki dov hazeh goshvana lamaz v'shosu nechot ki shleish gam ki mispa mechuba v'ini mechulik ki shnayim b'fratim mechulakim v'im shnei efechim v'im tzoyim mechaba mekash shnei tov mechulakim which is by Hashem. So רק המצווה זה חיבור וקשר שני צדדים. ואין זה איגושות. So the morale here says a difference between 5 and 3 that's not clear 100% what it is exactly. I mean, it just says, חמישה חיבור וקשר לגמרי, שהוא מאחד ארבע צדדים המחולקים. ושלוש שאין כן, רק המצווה זה חיבור וקשר בין שני צדדים. ואין זה איגוד שלם. So what exactly do you want over here? How does that explain this? That five is ma'achad the four tzadim. Shloisha einikin rak ha-mispah the chibu v'kisha shein tzadim. How does that explain the difference? So I think what he means is the three is sort of a bridge between two things that are going in different directions. And we put it together. That's one type of kesha. There's another type of kesha where you have, if you have four elements that are completely, the number four starts with four different stadim of something, in other words, of something that exists as a whole in this fourth stadim. When I rein in those fourth stadim, I have an entire picture. Lamashal, if I have an argument between two, each one's pulling a different direction, and the third can be machriya, but the third is not really putting together. So the third one allows for a chitimtza for the two other ones to live together. I can divide each one and that way they live b'shalom. If somebody wants to admit a divorce, a chacham can sit down and say, okay, what are the issues? So this is what I'm going to do this side, this is what I'm going to do this side, and we work it out. But but it doesn't create a new entity, it takes in everything. Masha Inkein, if I take the pieces that there's a friction going on because the pieces are not in its place, let's say I have a company with different people, and I'm able to put each one in a place that he does well and doesn't get anybody else's nerves, then I have a whole new entity that includes all these different halachim. So the mile of five is that it takes those four and settles them in their place, and thereby it's not a hachra. It gives meaning to all four. If I sit down in the middle, so this is the mizah of the place, this is the mayav of the place, this is some place, the darn place, they all got a meaning through this mahalach. That's what's accomplished over here. He says so two is a sort of a bridge between, one is a bridge between two, now three becomes a bridge between two, seven, one, whereas five is a, becomes taka, a whole new entity.
Can I ask a question? Can I?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to know that we usually say that the number six represents the Shesh Ketzavos, that it's the Arba Ruches plus Lamala and Lamata. It's a tremendous Mispar,
right,
of Pizur.
Right.
And I thought the Maral also says that Sheva is a Mispar, which is Koilal, you have seven sides of the
another way, that's correct. That's moving it into another dimension. In other words, the process of three and two is limited. It's on one line. You have two extremes and the Kur in the middle of the Chriya. The process of four and five is a complete flat thing. Six and seven is a cube. So each one has in itself a better shleimus than the one before. Why it doesn't say a six and seven, I'm not sure. But a part of the stira, שלב הזה, כמו שבאנו למעלה, ולא שלב ראשון האחד. שלא שגם כי מיסר מלכו בבינו מחולק. שניים בפרט הם מחולקים, וכנגד שהם הפכים, והם צועים מחה במקד של המחולקים, כמו שזה בא שם. והפש וחיבה שלושה, כחמישהו חיבה כישר לגמרי, שהוא מאחרה בצד מחולקים, שלושה, הנה כי רק המיסר זה חיבה כישר סודם, ואין זה ניגוד שונים. So, למעשה, okay, let's go. ובזה יתות כשאתה איזה שיספק אבנס צוקר, זה בשמיית עושה משמע, כשלוש ניגוד להתנגוד איזה. נוסף, אבל זו מכרמיש נקרא גודל, שאתה מבין על קרוב הגנוס הרצי עושה לחמישה. כל זה תשע, יש כל שם בניי לחמיש, תשפס כמתר שכני מויים, שאתה מכיר וכמיש פה. ובניי ששלוש, שבא כגנוס הרצי בלדה. תשע, זה ספק זאת לגרס, and he goes through the shock battery, no, I'm going to go through it now. Well, the fees of Masha, mine are called off of a kashim. After the situation, we call him ego, it ain't the ego to go on to Moshe Hamisha. So my kashim is not bad. So I'm called out with some colloquium, is this a good shalim? The link in Shalisha. Shaina Shalisha is going to Moshe Spire, the fee Hamisha is in Shalisha, Shalisha is in Shalisha, Shalisha is in Echot, Shalisha is in Zug, Asher is in Chibur, ותאים השתיים בן אחד, כשתיים אז חוץ המספר, שכל מספר יש לחיבה אחדים, ובני זה הם שניים, גייסים בן אחד. יש חלום, דור אלו כתור ברורים, אין סוף כרם. אוקיי, any questions?
A little bit of a Zeitiger question. The Musig of Arba Imahus, do they speak about that somehow that's Shaykh to Pirud, and it's like, what's Miuchad about Arba by the Imahus?
Why? I'm not sure because I didn't see anything on it. Lemaisa Rochel and Leah, it says someplace that Yaakov was mitzvah that they were two sisters. In other words, Rochel and Leah is a certain split in which it's two sides of a similar and harder. So I'm not quite sure what the pshat in that is. In other words, that we should have been. I don't know. I'm not familiar with why they have an after.
Right.
Okay,
good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Cultivate.